things that just explode on Saturday night.
Well, we're looking to score more touchdowns than we did last week. Obviously, going in and fumbling on the one was disappointing. We would have had 14 there. That would have been a nice start for, you know, that second preseason game. But, you know, it went the other way. And that was a disappointing thing, and we need to get going this week.
Do you need to say anything to Ronnie after that, or is that something where you know he'll get it corrected on his own, or talk to Mitch Scudisville and you don't have to?
We've talked about it. It's been a huge point of emphasis for us this offseason because of the fumbles we had early in the season last year. That was one of the main factors why we started off as slow as we did. So this has been a big emphasis, and for us to have three fumbles in the first half was totally unacceptable. We've been working on it again, you know, and just the point of emphasis has to be we cannot turn the ball over. We can have 200 and whatever yards in the first half, but three turnovers, unacceptable.
Hey, Adam, just evaluate the entire running game to this point.
What's that saying?
The running game as a whole, your evaluation of that.
I think we're making strides in what we want as far as the outside zone's working for us, mixing in the inside zone, and we're getting a lot, great push from up front. And, you know, we're going to keep working on some of our gap scheme stuff, and eventually we're going to pop one of those. So right now the running game is heading in the direction we want it to.
Adam, with the healthy Julius Thomas, how does that change the dynamic of your offense?
I think he's just one piece of what we're kind of putting together right now. We're still in that phase of figuring out who's going to be where. Once Joel comes back, now it's trying to figure out what's his role, what's Julius' role, Tammy, Virgil. We got a lot of guys that are very effective for us, so we're going to have to try to put that together once we get closer to that Baltimore week.
Coach, what's more critical for your running backs, pass protection or that ball security you were talking about?
I would say both are equal as important. The ball security, when the ball's in your hand, the ball cannot be on the ground. And what happened the other day, I'm telling you, unacceptable. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen anymore. We're not going to put the ball on the ground unless they're not going to carry it. So in pass protection, their job is to make sure 18 doesn't get touched, and that's what they're going to do.
Adam, in terms of game planning, this being the one with the starters play the longest, is this the closest to game planning you'll do in the preseason?
Yes. Oh, you know, you try to put together a good game plan for those first two games. It's really the time allotted that's the toughest thing. Now it's more of a normal week. We're able to put it together, tell them who this team is, and we weren't able to do that the last 2 weeks. Now it's more of a real week for us with the meetings. We actually have a little more meeting time, which is, it's kind of nice. So, you know, our guys should have a better grasp of what we're going to do.
When your running backs are 21 and 22 years old, how much patience do you have to have, or can you have, for the learning curve for those type of issues? Because if they're young, they have to learn, but Peyton's going to put up with it. You obviously said it's unacceptable.
Well, right now, the guys that we have running the ball are the guys we have running the ball, and their job is to make sure they hold on the ball, and that's what they're going to do.
John Moffitt, what were your thoughts on him, and where might he fit on the offensive line?
Right now, we're still kind of a couple weeks away from defining everybody's role. It's good to bring in another guy that has position flexibility like he does. And obviously, if the personnel guys bring a guy in, they're saying, hey, this guy can help us.
How nice is it for you to have Ryan Clady back this week?
It's been good to see him out there. You know, he was doing a couple reps a period here and there. But just to know that, you know, he's been out here kind of getting his way back in, it's really good to see him out there.
What sort of challenges is going to be for your whole line offense when you see Vaughn on the scout team coming at you?
I know our job is to score as many points as possible. And if that means 10 points, if that means 20, it doesn't matter for us. We're just trying to score one more point than the other team.
How has Noshon kind of stepped up into the veteran role now that, you know, once McGahee left?
He's done a good job of helping the younger guys. I would say his ability and pass protection to explain some things when we get out on the field, he's seen more than the two young guys. So, and he does a good job of explaining things to those guys. He can communicate with them really well.
Thanks, Coach.